From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Seoul and Washington signed a Memorandum of Understanding to advance cooperation in shipbuilding. The U.S. strikes two additional Iranian vessels while peace talks stall. And gasoline and diesel prices at local gas pumps rise for the sixth consecutive week. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. South Korea and the United States have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to advance their cooperation in the shipbuilding industry. In a press release on Friday, the International Trade Administration under the U.S. Department of Commerce said the MOU was signed in Washington, overseen by South Korea's Industry Minister Kim Jong-un and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Under the MOU, the two sides will establish the Korea-U.S. Shipbuilding Partnership Initiative, a new platform to strengthen cooperation in commercial shipbuilding, workforce development, industrial modernization, and maritime manufacturing investment. The partnership will leverage the Korea-U.S. Shipbuilding Partnership Center, which is expected to launch in Washington later this year, and will support expanded collaboration between government, industry, and research institutions from both countries. The MOU signing comes after South Korea pledged to invest $150 billion U.S. dollars in the American shipbuilding industry as part of the two sides' trade agreement last year. Hyundai Motor reportedly plans to begin hybrid vehicle production in the U.S. state of Georgia following mass detentions of South Korean workers by U.S. immigration authorities last year. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on Friday, the Bryan County-based Hyundai Motor Group Metaplant America is set to launch manufacturing of the Kia Sportage Hybrid in the coming weeks. The Metaplant, which was completed last year to produce electric vehicles, has shifted to manufacturing hybrid models after the Donald Trump administration ended tax credit on EVs in September 2025. Hyundai Motor sold 330,000 hybrids in the U.S. last year, 63,000 units of which were sister company Kia Motors' Sportage model. Currently, 4,000 people are employed at the Meta plant, and an additional 2,000 are expected to be hired by the year's end. The United States has disabled two additional Iranian-flagged vessels in the Gulf of Oman, reportedly heading to an Iranian port in violation of an ongoing U.S. blockade. In a press release on Friday, the U.S. Central Command said a U.S. Navy F/A-18 Super Hornet from USS George H.W. Bush enforced the blockade measures against two unladen oil tankers, MT SeaStar 3 and MT Sevda. The U.S. military had reportedly assessed that the vessels were attempting to reach the Iranian port to deliver strategic and military supplies. The U.S. and Iran have exchanged fire in or near the Strait of Hormuz despite their ceasefire since early April, though the Iranian media described the situation as being limited. Amid the two sides' peace negotiations, U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington soon expected a response from Tehran on a U.S. proposal to end the war, which reportedly includes Iran's reopening of the major choke point and a month-long suspension of U.S. blockade. U.S. President Donald Trump said he loves South Korea when asked about an explosion and subsequent fire aboard a South Korean-operated cargo ship earlier in the week while being anchored in the Strait of Hormuz. Speaking to reporters at the White House on Friday, Trump said, "I love South Korea," when asked about his social media post on Monday that claimed Iran had fired at the South Korean-operated vessel HMM Namu, which Tehran has since denied. In the post, Trump had suggested Seoul should have joined a U.S.-led Project Freedom mission to help vessels transit in the major choke point instead of opting to go it alone. Trump's apparent shift in tone towards South Korea comes after Seoul and Washington signed the Memorandum of Understanding on Friday to advance their cooperation in shipbuilding as part of the two sides' trade agreement last year. The South Korean government, for its part, has yet to determine the cause of the explosion and fire inside an engine room, which took place at around 8:40 p.m. Monday, Korea Standard Time, as the vessel was anchored in waters off the United Arab Emirates. Japanese media reported that Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi is considering a visit to South Korea on June 19th for a summit with President Lee Jae-myung. Kyodo News and other local outlets said Saturday that Takaichi is coordinating a two-day trip to South Korea beginning June 19th. The two leaders are expected to discuss economic security cooperation, including stable energy supplies amid tensions in the Middle East and efforts to strengthen supply chains for critical minerals. The report said the summit is likely to take place in Andong, Lee's hometown. The meeting would mark the first summit between the two leaders since Lee visited Takaichi's hometown of Nara in January. Lee and Takaichi first met on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Gyeongju last October, where they pledged to actively pursue shuttle diplomacy. Weekly average gasoline and diesel prices at domestic gas stations rose for the sixth consecutive week. According to the Korea National Oil Corporation's OPINET system on Saturday, the average retail price of gasoline nationwide for the first week of May rose 2.61 from the previous week to 2,011.21 per liter. The average price of diesel also climbed 2.61 on week to 2,005.41 per liter. International oil prices declined this week on expectations of progress in ceasefire talks between the United States and Iran. However, the downward trend was limited by reports of military clashes between the two countries. Meanwhile, the Seoul government has decided to freeze the fifth round of temporary fuel price ceilings, which took effect on Friday. Under the measure, gasoline remains capped at 1,934 won per liter and diesel at 1,923 won. A record high 5 people of Korean descent were elected local councillors in the United Kingdom. According to the outcome of the local elections for England on Friday, incumbent Labour Party-affiliated councillor Bora Gwon, representing College Park and Old Oak on the Hammersmith and Fulham London Borough Council, secured her third term. It is the first time that a politician of Korean descent was elected for a third term in the UK. In the Kingston-upon-Thames Council, 4 Liberal Democrats of Korean descent were elected, incumbents Elizabeth Park and Robert Kim for a second term, and Jane Im and Callum Sol Morrissey for the first time, together taking up 4 out of 48 seats on the council. Kwon and former councillor Che Sung-ha were the first politicians of Korean descent to be elected in the UK local elections in 2018. Actors Yoo Ae-jin and Yoo Seung-yong have been named winners of the grand prize at the 62nd Baek-sang Awards. Yoo won the top honor in the film category for his role in director Chang Hang-jun's box office hit The King's Warden during the annual award ceremony held in Seoul on Friday. In an imagined story about Joseon Dynasty's young and deposed sixth king Danjong, Yoo portrayed Oh Mung-do, head of the village to which the monarch was exiled to, who formed an unlikely friendship with Danjong. The King's Warden, which topped 16 million in ticket sales to become the second most watched film in the country, earned 3 additional awards, including Best New Actor won by Park Ji-hoon for his portrayal of the dethroned king. In the television section, Ryu won the grand prize for starring in the role of Kim Nak-soo in the drama series The Dream Life of Mr. Kim, a story about an employee of a major conglomerate who sets out on a journey of self-discovery as he encounters a midlife crisis. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.